Now we come to our final section of our exam, and this is going to be a special treat because up until now we've only been listening to sounds on the piano and as we were singing them ourselves. But by now you must have noticed that when you were watching TV or listening to music casually or when you were practicing your own instrument, that from time to time intervals just seem to pop out at you. You hear a perfect fifth there and a major third over there and a minor third over there. This is the way relative pitch starts to be noticed. Just here and there, and then gradually more and more clarity is assumed by the ear until eventually one can have a very clear picture of what is going on in the music by using one's relative pitch. Now, what I want to show you right now is, as our fifth part of our exam here, that the qualities of the intervals which you have learned are very, very easily transferred into any other kind of a sound. At first, it may seem a little strange because of the different kind of a sound. You may have to listen a little bit more carefully to hear what the interval is. But very quickly, you will see that a perfect fifth on the piano is a perfect fifth on any kind of a sound, no matter how I play it on the synthesizer. So right now, I'm simply going to play you a slower kind of a lightning round, and simply tell me what the interval is. Perfect fourth, perfect fifth, major or minor third, perfect octave, whatever we're playing, major chord or minor chord. Here we go. Perfect fifth. Perfect fifth. Perfect fourth. Minor third. Major third. Minor arpeggio. Perfect fifth. Minor third. Major third. Perfect fifth. Perfect fourth. Major third. Minor third. Perfect fourth. Perfect fifth. Major third. Perfect fifth. Perfect fifth. Perfect fourth. Perfect octave. Perfect octave. major third. Perfect fourth. That's our first section of this final section number 5 with the synthesizer. Isn't it interesting when you can hear the same intervals which we have been studying in all these sounds which may seem to be foreign at first? It's like finding our old friends, perfect fourths, perfect fifths, major thirds, minor thirds, in unfamiliar territory. It's a very interesting experience.